Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Bruce Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Zach D'Amico back in studio Friday motherfucking morning. How the fuck are you?
I'm good. It was nice to sleep in, but can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right not getting up and seeing you.
Right?
It felt weird.
Look, I liked all
I was
guys.
All thrown off.
I loved having Figs in. I loved having the great Robbie Goodwin in. I've changed the perception, single-handedly changed the perception of Robbie Goodwin in less than a week. I've turned the fans around. Robbie Goodwin is now a hot, sought-after commodity in the podcasting and comedy community. People like this guy now. They're not giving him death threats. I've changed it because Robbie needed me to reel him in. We're going to get into this today show. Obviously, we were doing the wife swap wrap-up and figuring out what the fuck happened here. But I'm very happy to be back with my brother, Zach D'Amico. How are you doing this morning? You look good.
I feel good.
Killed it at the fucking Depraved on Wednesday
fucking
night.
Great show.
Dare I say the best comedy show in the world? Dare I say that? Dare I say it? Look at that. We went.
Was deserving of a very quiet horn.
I think we went back to the pad that makes a little clicking sound before the effect, but that's the best we got. I'm okay with it now at this point, guys.
Better of two options right now.
The soundboard, it's been a whole thing, Zach.
To that.
It's been a whole thing, Zach and Miko. Okay. Trying to get the soundboard to work, but I think we have a lot of these sound effects here today, so we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the soundboard.
Hold on, Lewis. I think I got... Is that coming through?
Do you have all of my sound effects?
I got your soundboard on my phone.
He's got the whole soundboard?
Yeah, I've got it on my phone.
Play Niggaland.
Let me see. Where is it? That one might not... Dylan sent this to me. None of this shit works.
Oh, Dylan...
Yeah, that one doesn't work.
Wow.
I got the...
Anticlimactic.
Is the Pokemon one coming through?
Can you play the Chris Scopo Flow Ruiner bit?
Did I ruin the flow?
Come on, Dalton.
I was trying to help.
Oh, boy.
I've got the soundboard on my phone.
No, we'll do the Chris Scopo Flow Ruiner. I don't know if it's on here.
Uh-oh.
Ironically.
Now you've done it, Dalton.
All right.
Oh, boy. Wow. Give him a break. Lewis, please.
We're going to relax. Everyone be cool. Reset. We're good. Everyone's okay.
It's all right, man.
You don't have the Chris Scopo Flow Ruiner either?
I've got that one, yeah.
Can you please play that one?
Well, is it coming through on the mic?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dalton.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Look, very happy to have both these guys in studio. You guys know them as two-thirds of the Loud Boys. Probably the less important two-thirds now that I have put Robbie Goodwin through the Louis J. Gomez School of Podcasting and Comedy. I mean, the confidence he walks around with. Have you noticed a difference in him yet, or have you not seen
him? I haven't seen him.
We don't hang out with him outside of the podcast.
He also won't hang out with you now.
Yeah.
This is great. Look,
I would say the only people who hate Robbie now are his co-hosts.
His co-hosts. Uh-oh. And, you know, probably anybody who's ever slept with him. Imagine sleeping with Robbie.
His co-host.
Yeah.
Dalton Pruitt's here. Joe Gorman's here. Two-thirds of the Loud Boys. Very happy to have you guys back on the Real Ass Podcast. The only Real Ass morning show left, honestly, guys. Is there anything else? What are the morning shows that we compete with now? Who's a morning show?
Steve Harvey.
Howard Stern.
Stern and Harvey.
That sounds like a law firm.
By the way, if I would have just done that, like this, the rest of the week, if I would have just said Stern and Harvey... Figs and what's his name?
Robbie
Goodwin. They would have went.
Oh, do you want to try it? Do you want to take Stern and Harvey out for a test drive?
It would have just been like, it just not like just for 10 minutes straight until I literally had to say, Shannon, cut their microphone.
Here, I'll be Steve Harvey, you be Howard Stern.
Go ahead.
I'm on the Sivian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, Robin, get a load of
Robin.
Get a load of this guy. He's just riding the Sibian. Just riding the Sibian.
Oh,
right
Lord,
now.
What you got me doing, Howard? What am I doing?
This is crazy. He's just riding the Sibian coming on air.
Oh, this ain't Christian. My mom didn't raise me to do this.
Coming on WNBC. Coming on WNBC.
Oh, Lord, Steve just came on Robin.
Survey says, oh, Lord, I'm coming.
Robin, get that jizz wiped off of you right now.
Well, my Gessle snake drop doesn't work, but that's okay.
Well, you felt it in your heart, and that's all that matters to us, man. It's not about the sound bites.
I'll do mine. It was me. It was my concept there. I set it up for you guys, so that was great.
We all get one. We all get a little kudos for that one. What a team we make.
You know what I don't like? You know what I don't like?
Black people?
And Jews? So Stern and Harvey?
So here's the thing. This is a regular thing. Whenever we have female guests on the show in the Racist Live Chat, shout out to the Racist Live Chat, the funniest live chat in live podcasting.
It's great.
Yeah, you got to be a guest digital member to be a part of the Racist Live Chat, which we're doing our free dumb weekend.
Ooh.
The July 4th weekend. What is that, July 2nd through 5th, Shannon? July 2nd through 5th, the entire Gas Digital Network, everything we do on the network will be open and free for everyone.
Now, Lewis,
the entire on-demand library, I'm doing a fucking... Trust me, Dalton, I got this.
I'm high. Dalton,
good.
Jesus.
Good. You should be high. I want you to be high. Okay, the entire weekend will be free for everything, access to every show on demand, the entire on demand libraries, the Racist Live Chat. You get instant access to everything ad free and uncensored. And if you subscribe during that weekend for a year, if you subscribe for the full year, you get a limited edition. Shannon, pull up that frisbee again.
Yeah.
You get a limited edition Gas Digital Summer Jam frisbee.
And do you check your DM, Shannon, according to EJB1980?
Everyone message EJB1980 on Instagram and ask him if he checks his DMs.
Yeah.
And to get the fuck out of Shannon's fucking... Stop sexually harassing Shannon, EJB1980. Yeah. Let him know.
No one messes with a lady on our watch.
Yeah, so you get this frisbee...
Wow.
Which is fucking pretty incredible. And some people saying, duh, why would we want a frisbee? It's cool.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? Why would you want a frisbee? I don't know. Maybe because you go to the park with your fucking friends that you probably don't have because you're a Gas Digital subscriber and fucking play frisbee.
Lewis, this has frisbee to be costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, and yet you're doing this. How could you? Because
I put the dumb in freedom.
Incredible. Lewis.
Yeah, dude. We're giving
incredible
shit away.
I apologize for
this. These frisbees cost about $40 each to produce.
I'm sorry.
We're losing money on every frisbee.
Wait, look, I'm sorry I interrupted you earlier, but I don't know if you know this. Freedom, that is the name of one of Jim Jeffries' specials.
Yeah, I steal things.
Okay, just
guys, check
sure
out
you
my brand
yeah
new comedy
making
club.
Making sure you're aware.
My brand new comedy club, Sticks and Stones.
Hell yeah. And Jim Jeffries isn't even American.
Lewis, I got to say, that would be a good name
it's
for
a great
it
name for a comedy club. That's it was one of the ones that actually came up that I was like, damn it, it's a Chappelle special.
I got to be
a great name for a comedy club.
You should just go with it, man. He'll stop by.
What about Sticks and Stones?
No, because we're not fucking, we're at 13. Zach.
What about, what about Spick, skip in stones.
Spicks. Let's stone spicks. Let's kill Puerto
yeah
Ricans.
Yeah. Yes.
Hell let's
yeah
kill Puerto Ricans.
Let's kill
club
Puerto Ricans. Let's kill Puerto Ricans. Let's kill Puerto Ricans.
This got away from us.
In the Heights.
Just started opening a comedy club.
Is that how the KKK started? Yeah. Like,
oh,
yeah, they were trying to get Chuckle Hut and yeah laughter.
They,
and
were,
so
trying,
that,
they yeah were trying to open a coffee shop. And yeah, one thing led to another.
Yeah, speaking of KKK, and we're doing the wife swap wrap up. That was an idea we had for Zach on our show. He has the Amico 666. I suggested some new merch, the Amico KKK, and it's A M I K K K O.
Ooh, that's actually awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing negative to say about it. Yep. We're already putting it in the store.
Okay, perfect.
Dylan, get on it.
Hell yeah!
And no the A,
that is definitely what some blogger is going to call me eventually.
Yeah, in the A. On the top of it, it's Zach's face with a little hood on it.
So, you know, Kumia used to have KKK-themed merch.
Wow.
His was...
Like
it was,
robes?
It was like, what was like... Live from the Compound was his show, right?
Yeah.
So it was like LFC, but the way the LFC looked, it looked like a swastika. And
oh,
it was
wow
like, oh, look, get it?
So that's like authentic.
And so you just, so like at a glance, it was like, oh, there's a swastika on that guy's shirt. Not a great marketing plan.
No.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, a very pretty cool. hardcore fan base. They'll keep buying it.
My fans would buy things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you think a fan, you could sell your fan?
I still haven't seen a real ass pod. No, I've only seen one real ass podcast tattoo. One, that chick, who also has the, maybe two real ass podcasts.
Somebody already got a tattoo of Joe's face on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I haven't even released the merch. And they already got his face tattooed on.
Who got their face tattooed?
Some random fan Oregon.
Yeah.
That's great. Shout him out. What's his name?
I don't know.
Some lady.
Yeah.
It's a chick.
Dude, we go through fans all. Yeah, Dalton,
Ange,
pull that up.
And something.
Pull it up, Dalton.
Is she hot?
I don't know.
Look, man, everyone has an inner beauty.
Dude, is she? Oh, she's not hot?
I think so. I don't see any
either
picture.
Way, you should fucking give her the night of her life.
Okay.
You should literally make love to her.
All right, you're the boss, dude.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Have you
won't be able to be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Lewis. Why do we need to complicate things with titles and whatnot?
Yes, he has a girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, damn, dude. But
that's all right.
But you cheat.
What do you think?
Come on. It's a fucking knuckles. Hell yeah, dude. Even fucking little ass Joe Gorman cheats. You have a fuck, dude.
Easy come, easy go, man.
That's
we're podcasters.
That's how hard it is not to cheat. You know how hard it is not to cheat.
We're podcasters,
any
baby.
Any guy who doesn't cheat cheats twice as much as the
dude,
guy who says
there's
he
something
cheats.
About when you have the stank of pussy on you, more man. Pussy just keeps coming your way.
That
can
is
you
true,
imagine,
great, dude.
Can you imagine loving somebody so much you hide your infidelity from them because you don't want them to get hurt?
Also, like I almost feel like cheating in a
yeah,
weird
yeah, I'm lying
way.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm lying because I couldn't hurt
because
you.
Because I love
right,
you.
Right, exactly.
Because I love you.
I could never cause you pain.
Okay,
because
if
know.
I didn't love you, I would just tell you about all of these whores.
That's
all
when right, it comes out, when you start fighting with them. You're like, well, you know what? I also fuck this person and this person and this person.
So it's like, why are you trying to uncover not love? Like, I don't really understand
okay.
what you're digging
are we now,
for.
Are we
you're
just
digging?
Stealing? We're just stealing Patrice's jokes now?
But like, isn't it is great that
this? I've heard him say the same thing on something.
Uncovering not love?
Yeah, something about cheating. How it's like lying is for them. I don't know.
Are you calling us out on stealing Patrice's bits? On my show?
I'm what you might...
I'll take whatever bits I want. Sticks and stones for the name of the comedy club. What was the other thing that I already forgot that we, you know, referenced before?
I'm the comedy police.
Oh, yeah. Free dumb. Yeah, dude. It's my show. I take shit.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I should stop being...
Just be chill, man. Cunt.
Don't fucking call me out on stealing bits, bro.
All right,
hell
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Dude.
I steal as much as I want. These fans, they don't know shit.
They don't.
They don't.
They're dumb. They're free dumb.
They're free dumb.
All right, on to our first bit. The seven more dirty words you can't say on television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two genders.
You okay, Lewis?
How's it going with you and the Puerto Rican chick? It's not happening anymore?
Oh, man, Lewis.
Why are you bringing that up?
What's going on?
It's bad, Lewis. Things are going bad, dude.
No. Right,
tell me. Do me a favor. Tell me as Dalton.
Nope.
Man,
let's
look,
not do
man.
This. Let's
you know
not
how they say
this.
'Twas better to have loved
you be
and
the
lost.
Puerto Rican girl.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You know how they say 'twas better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all? I would like to very much contest that statement and have it stricken from the Bible.
Hey, Dalton, I just want to let you know I like you. I feel emotionally connected to you, but I want to fuck other guys.
Well, I want to pretend that I'm okay with that to preserve the option to receive sexual favors from you. And yet, I am emotionally shattered in a way that I cannot express it, least of all on a podcast amongst other toxic males. And yet, well, here we all is. Just in this performance known as life, man. Will you still have sex with me, por favor?
See?
Very nice. I like it.
Thank you, man. Wow, I really... I disappeared into the character. I don't know if I could ever do that.
Was that a little therapeutic for you, Dalton?
No, I gotta go now. That fucking sucked.
To take a look at yourself in it for a moment and step outside of yourself.
Trust me, I've already had this conversation with myself many times.
In the mirror.
And Joe nailed it, but yeah. I'm already aware of this.
You also got to be happier. There's something going on with you. There's a depressing thing about you. Can I be honest with you? I first met the Loud Boys. You were the one, dude. I was like, oh, Dalton's a fucking star. Mm-hmm. This guy's the fucking man. And something has clicked in him lately where he's a fucking puddle of shit.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I can't fucking, you're like the ooze in Ghostbusters 2. It's like, oh, you're making me angry. Uh-oh. Just being around your fucking, your sadness. Look at Joe. He's a happy little cherub.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking chill.
He's look how fucking happy the guy is.
I'm chill. I'm cheating.
He's always ready to leave. He cheats like a fucking asshole. He didn't give a fuck, dude. He's 4'11", okay? He's got fucking beautiful hair.
You just got to believe in yourself, man.
Robbie Goodwin tried to commit suicide not a week ago. Not 1 week ago. So all of a sudden, boom, he's everybody's favorite.
The one Robin Williams bit he should steal.
Lewis, I'm getting better. I lost a close friend, and it just like
I don't know, man. We use that for a lot of funny, and I feel like we should stick on that. Mm. You know,
well, no, I mean it did like as much as I've joked about on show. I try not to like bring it up now because it's like a lot of the reason I've been seemingly very sad and all over the place lately is just it was traumatic. It messed with me.
That's what's up, nigga.
That's some real shit.
Yeah. So I'm not a puddle of shit.
You're kind of.
I'm not a puddle of shit, Lewis. Don't invite me in here and insult me like
it's
this.
Also, you could also truthfully be
puddle of shit is also Lewis's new metal cover band.
Yeah. Yes, she fucking hates me.
No, you are puddle of shit, but maybe it's justified puddle of shit.
Ooh.
Right?
Lewis, this is what we call tough love.
Yeah, dude, I'm fixing you.
I don't think Dalton's ever encountered this in his life.
I know. It's because you know the problem is? Mm. Dalton has an alpha, big dick swag energy, and everyone fucking tiptoes around him. But not me.
Yeah, I think this is like a new experience for Dalton, and because he admires you so much, he doesn't know how to react.
I don't admire
this.
Lewis.
He
admires
you.
He's bald.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's okay. That's a good thing.
No, it's not.
You should shave your head completely.
No, I have a luscious.
Well, Dalton's going to come in tomorrow like with a shaved head and be like, I don't know. I was just thinking about something new. It's about reinvention. It has nothing to do with what happened on the podcast.
Oh, well,
man.
That's actually, I forgot what I was going to say. I got ADD'd out there, right? Shannon, a little ADD moment. It happens all the time. I was going to say we have these.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
Sometimes I get ADD. So we get these chicks that come on the show,
hell
right?
Fucking yeah,
hot
dude.
Chicks. Some of these hot female comedian sluts, which we love. We love on the show. Like, it's not us sexually harassing them out of like hate. It's like all out of a good place. It comes from a place of like we want to have sex with them. You know,
absolutely,
because we like them,
and we deserve to have sex because we think of funny things and say it on stage.
Exactly. This is actually he's a little fucking ball of fun, dude. He's like a real life Furby.
Hell yes.
Like if a Furby became a human being, they would be him.
Okay.
So
if a Furby worked at a pizza shop in the 70s.
Yes.
That's tight, man. That seems like a dream gig.
So with the chicks, they always post thirst trappy photos. Mm-hmm. They're doing it right now.
They know what they're doing.
They know exactly what they're doing. Every time. They put hot pictures of hot chicks in the racist live chat because they're a bunch of fucking savage pigs and they're savage animals.
They're trying to give us erections to distract us from
and
the issue.
And I love it. I love it. It's great. Okay? But when you come on, when you come on.
It's fucking fetish things. People going to the bathroom,
no,
I bet.
It's just his feet. And they throw his goddamn feet in the racist live chat. Now I gotta look down and I'm like, holy shit. Okay, that's Karen Fian's
is
asshole.
That why?
Never mind.
I don't know. One time I was coming down from shrooms and I was looking at Dalton's Instagram and I don't know. The captions are what really sell the endearing part of it. He's like, man, what's going on with my other foot, man? It's like, I don't know, but I love that I'm going. Like, look at that. Toe's looking better.
It's looking better.
It's looking better there.
That is looking better.
And then, like, look at this. Tyrell, like, better than what? Oh, man. Baker's, man.
Why are we doing this again? Why are we doing this again?
Here's
my mom
thing.
Just sent me this from when I had my left big toenail removed back in the
I know we're supposed to be focusing on the big toe.
But look at the other one.
They're all fucked up. It's bad. It's so bad.
Is it? What is that? I mean, like, look, Dalton, this was from like this is from a while ago. What do your toes look like now?
Did you have bound feet like a Chinese woman?
No, I was positioned in the womb wrong. I don't know.
Did they put those
toe update?
Like they're fucked.
Did they wrap them in those African neck rings?
I don't know, guys. Why? I don't.
They did all the things.
What is happening on this? Why did I get cut? You brought me
did
here.
Did your family buy you one pair of shoes in kindergarten? And you wore them through
yes,
sixth grade?
Yes, my family was Polish peasants in the ghetto. And
We're just goofing. We love you, Dalton.
No, it's
fine.
We're
glad
just,
your feet are okay now.
How is your middle toe, the nail is so tiny compared to the toe?
Yeah, I mean, my feet are really...
Yeah, no, the middle toe, that's the
middle toe.
Nail.
All right, so the second from big but toe... Let me say something. Okay. Can we start off with a compliment?
Yeah.
Your second toe would be a normal big toe.
Yes.
Look how much...
Zooming in.
This is
look how much longer your second toe on your left foot is than on your right foot.
Yes.
Toe update. They're fucked.
Yeah, I have bad feet. I have really bad feet.
It looks like you could probably be like a power lifter though, because your feet would establish a strong base.
Dalton, here's my problem with you. You can't be mad at us.
I'm not mad.
Because you post these crazy photos and then it comes up and we have to it's every time we go into it, it's not like we're just rehashing the same bit. We're finding new photos. He's doing a whole thing with reading it in your voice. It's an ongoing
saga
that you brought into the
I did this to myself.
I got shit on my body that you'll never see a picture of on my Instagram because I'm embarrassed.
I face my fears every day, Lewis.
That's true.
I let everyone know who I am.
We faced your fears just now. That was awful. Did.
Man, you don't understand, man.
That's it. Looks like ants are underneath your toenail and trying to lift it off.
Well, that's not good. Yep. Yeah.
Dang, man.
I should probably just cut them off, right?
If you cut your feet off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it literally just went with prosthetic feet. It would be a better solution.
You just need to get the toenail removed and apply, like, an antifungal cream.
Are you in massive pain at all times?
Of course, yeah.
Like, all over your feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lewis, all joking aside, does Gas Digital offer health insurance?
We're going to very soon for all of our producers.
Dalton,
would you like a Frisbee?
You make me feel good about my fucking...
What the fuck are you doing, Lewis? Actually,
those are what we call working man's feet.
Make me feel good. Look at these fucking.
Mm.
Look at this. Look at all the weird homos out there right now jerking off to my
Dalton,
fucking.
Dalton, run
huff.
Your tongue over the arch of his foot.
I'm
real
good.
Quick.
I won't do that.
It's a sign of respect. And
my feet look cute now compared to whatever Dalton's got going on.
I have bad feet, man.
Shannon, put your feet.
You play
up.
The hand you're dealt, you know?
Shannon, show us your feet for a second.
Yeah, Shannon, can you bring your feet into the studio?
I don't have, like, beautiful feet. I don't want to give you something.
We'll be the judge. We'll decide.
Shannon, why don't you on the exclusive live stream. On the
without them tootsies,
Shannon.
No, because you're just gonna make fun of my dad. Makes fun of my feet.
Let me see them real quick,
but not on camera.
All right, let's see.
Dad should have bought you new feet too.
Get out your phone.
Don't whisper into the mic.
Who would get out their phone?
Sorry.
Who would possibly?
Here we go.
Hell yeah! Damn, Shannon. Damn, Shannon.
Ooh.
Bring him over. Let me see. Let me see. We're not going to see them on camera. Is the camera pointed at the floor? No.
Shannon.
I'm not
just
telling you to put it up. I'm not going to grab your foot.
I just remembered I'm actually blind and I have to feel them to see them.
Yeah,
I know. I can't.
My sense of touch and
let
taste
me see your shoe.
I just got the
shoe?
Vaccine and I'm blind now, so I have to feel them.
Let me see. I'm newly into feet. As an old man, I'm becoming an old creep. Like,
isn't it interesting how
what?
Hell yeah.
For the listener, Lewis is smelling Shannon's shoe.
It smells good.
Don't Bogart the shoe, bro.
Yeah, puff puff pass.
Dougie, as I'm becoming an old man, I'm getting into feet. I never it became a whole thing in the past. Literally, after me and Kim broke up, from that point forward, I started putting girls' toes in my mouth, and now it's becoming a thing.
How do they feel about that? Because
Shannon's got hot, cute little feet. I want to suck on those toes.
Yeah?
Shannon, let me just suck on your toes one day.
No.
You've
been asking me for years to show my feet. I showed them.
Hell yeah. Not to the fans,
just
though.
Keep asking. Keep asking to suck on them.
Yeah. I will.
That's cool.
Don't worry. I will.
So, Lewis, you're mad at me?
Yeah, he's furious.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're being a puddle of shit.
You're not mad. You're just incredibly disappointed because you see the potential.
I know who you are.
Lewis,
you gotta just let go.
I'm killing it
of
right
your
now.
Dead friend, your shitty feet, and that Puerto Rican girl.
These I know.
A lot of these are your fault.
Yes.
Whoa.
I'd say all three.
Sure.
Lewis, how could you say that completely? Lewis.
I'm just kidding.
No, I don't.
Lewis,
think
I'm fucking killed. You haven't even. You've never even. I've been. We've been. We just put on our first live stand up show.
Yeah.
All of us fucking crushed, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
You want to do the next Depraved?
Yeah, of course.
August 4th. I'm in Dalton.
Dude.
Hell yeah.
It's like, I'm going to. You might want to put me at the end because nobody's going to want to follow this.
I'm literally putting you in the first spot.
All right, fine. Fine, dude. I'll bury every motherfucker on that show.
With your creepy feet.
With my feet, dude. I'll come out on stage barefoot and lose my balance.
Yeah.
Because I can't really stand that well.
All right. All right.
All right.
So, yeah, Depraved was fucking incredible.
Fucking awesome.
It's the best show in comedy. We're going to be bringing it out. I think I'm going to try to do it at the Comedy Store when I go out there next month. And it's just so fun. Everyone starts off with their most fucked up joke. And then, Zach, I love your most fucked up joke. It's the best. It's so fucking funny. It's good. Also, like,
I got in a legitimate fight with my wife yesterday about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
She hates it.
Why?
Because it's racist and ableist.
Whatever, dude. Ableist. That's crazy.
That's a made up thing.
I know.
I helped a crippled black guy back into his wheelchair the other week.
That's fucking incredible.
Yeah, his name was Luby.
Luby.
Luby the black. Luby the crippled black guy.
Nice.
Yeah, and then he offered me a joint that was tucked under his gut, and so I left.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, I used to be way more willing to do drugs and smoke weed with strangers. Now, I've sort of...
Yeah, no, it was like a sweaty joint. And then he asked me if I preferred Alice in Chains or Nirvana for some reason.
What'd you say?
I said Alice in Chains, of course.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
But I'm not even a big Alice in Chains guy.
I like them. I like that album Dirt. And the song Godsmack.
You know what it is? I grew up on 80s hair metal, and the grunge movement was the final nail in the coffin on 80s hair metal, right? So I loved, like, Skid Row, Motley Crue, Poison. Those were, like, my shit when I was a kid. And then I started getting into, like, some heavier shit, like Pantera and Megadeth, and that was sort of, like, the heavier shit I was into. But that whole genre... Nirvana and Alice in Chains and all these guys came out and they just fucking, you know, and that. So I just, and it was very immature. I was like, yeah, fuck this music. I never liked this. So I just never liked that genre of music ever.
Right. I liked Rush, the band Rush. I liked Slipknot, System of a Down.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I grew up Korn. That was like my generation.
Yeah.
Manson.
Right. Weird Al.
Yeah.
Disney.
Yeah, Gorman likes all fucking just weird shit.
Radio like, Disney, most, like, most top hits.
Classical trumpet music. Jingles from commercials from the 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Zither music.
Yeah.
Zydeco.
Just the sounds of the rainforest.
Yeah. Industrial metal scraping against other metal.
The sounds of whales set to classical piano.
The woman screaming in his bedroom. So that's Joe's music. If you want his Spotify playlist.
That is another alternate look for you, by the way.
Yeah.
Host of novelty radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Like you have like a horn and a rubber chicken.
Oh, I'm down
this
for that.
This hits from the 1960s.
Oh, shit. Hey, guys, let's take a moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. This is a performance enhancement for your bedroom experience. If you want a harder cock, this is it. This is the way to do it, okay? And you don't have to have erectile dysfunction, okay? You could just want a harder cock. You might want to pleasure your woman more than she's ever been pleasured before. Well, guess what? You got another half an inch in you. I think I will. They don't guarantee this, but I'll tell you right now, I feel like, maybe it's psychological. I feel like my dick is bigger when I use it.
There's an edge to it.
Doggy.
A little bit. There's a little bit inside you that can come out.
You don't realize how much more you have in there.
I used it for the first time the other night, and it was pretty great. I not only was my dick extremely hard, but I was very good at fucking that night.
I know you feel like a stud.
You feel like a stud, dude. I was flipping her over, really giving her the business, and then like when she was
a pancake.
Yeah, she was. I was fucking a pancake. I was fucking Aunt Jemima.
Doggy, I'll tell you right, it really does. You have a lot of confidence. Your dick stays nice and rock hard, dude. After I come, it's just still hard, and I look at it, and I start hitting it. I'm like, get down, boy. And it looks back at me, and it's like, never. I own you. And I'm like, you do own me. Tell me what to do. And then fucking here we go. We have a podcast network. It was all my dick's idea. It was a Blue Chewed up dick that gave me the idea for this entire empire. So thank you, Blue Chew. here's the best part of all. You don't have to have a weird conversation with your doctor. This is all done online. It's a questionnaire you fill out. They have an affiliated physician through the website that gives you your prescription, and then they deliver it right to your door in discreet packaging. Nice and easy, super simple. And here, it gets even better. I know, it just sounds like it couldn't even get any better. Guess what? It gets better, because we're going to give you your first month of Blue Chew absolutely free. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code RAP at checkout, and you pay $5 shipping, and you get your first month for free. Blue Chew chewables delivered directly to your door, in discreet packaging. Have a hard dick, fuck like a beast, fuck like a god, be a real ass dude, go support Blue Chew. Where were we? Let's get some plugs out of the way.
Yes,
we're half an hour into the show. We haven't even thought about plugs. That's how good this
show
is.
We're having just so much fun, Lewis.
I'm killing it, dude. Every time.
I wish there was a way we could retain the enthusiasm of just working with the Loud Boys, working with Lewis all the time.
We got to get into the wife swat, too.
We're going to get into all of it, okay? And I'm going to be honest with you, we're going to probably make that happen, Joe. Don't you worry.
Lewis, okay, I'll stay tuned.
I am I'm going out of town today. I'm very excited. Me and Baby James going down to Myrtle Beach, California. Shout out to Yo Kratom. These guys fucking hooked me up with a crazy ass hotel.
Ooh.
And a fucking nice car for the weekend. Like,
they're just gonna do Kratom and stay home.
They give
they're on vacation.
Yeah, what'd they give James? A little Mangda, Molly.
red vein.
Some red vein. Yeah, this is perfect for your age.
No, they really did. They knew I was coming out, and they were like, dude, please let us make a reservation for you. And then they hooked me up with a beautiful hotel. And
that's awesome.
So they really are great. I really do love Yo Kratom. And shout out to them. They are supporting Skankfest. Tickets for Skankfest going on sale July 12th. July 12th. July 4th, we're announcing our lineups. July 12th, Monday, July 12th, tickets will be going on sale. There are only 500 tickets left. More than half the tickets are fucking gone. Or like 60, 75% of the tickets per day are gone. So there's like 500 daily passes left. I don't know the breakdown of all access or whatever it is, but there's not that many tickets for it. There's only allowed 1,300 or 1,400 people per day in the venue. It's a big party. It's very exclusive. It's very limited. You guys got to understand, do not fucking wait. If you want to come to Skankfest, we had already sold it out previously. We were the only fucking live event during this pandemic that were issuing refunds. The only ones in the world, because we believe that strongly in it, and you shouldn't have gotten a fucking refund because the tickets are going to be slightly more expensive than they were before the pandemic. So you fucked up. You got a refund. But I'm just letting you know. Either way, July 12th, get your tickets. The lineups are fucking bonkers. Texas has never seen a lineup like this. I'll say right now, Just for Laughs is doing a Cancun fucking getaway. You know, look at their lineup compared to our lineup. We are blowing them out of the fucking water. Blowing them out of the fucking water. And JFL, they rape women in skirts and boots.
Wow.
Skirts right? and boots?
That's what I heard. That's what through the
that seems
the grapevine.
To be the thing. It seems like Skankfest is the only non-problematic festival going on.
We actually are. I gotta be honest with you. If let me tell you something. If you come to Skankfest and you're a fucking chick and a dude fucks with you, that guy will be fucking beaten to death. Beaten to death. We don't fuck around, dude. It's the safest place for a goddamn woman in the world, okay? Women fucking crowd surf at Skankfest, and literally their pussy and tits don't get touched. These are whores. They want to be touched, and they tell me, they're like, oh my god, nobody will fucking finger me or touch my nipples. I'm like, no, dude, that's not our fan base.
Yeah.
Our fan base are a bunch of fags.
Yeah, you have like the naked roast battle. If that were at any other festival, that would be a rape orgy, to say the least.
Yeah.
But thank god it's handled by
Mangda.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mangda's.
So the women at Skankfest crowd surf.
Yeah.
And the people carrying them can support that kind of weight.
All right. So look, shout out to Yo Kratom. I love those guys. Support them directly. And get your tickets for Skankfest South happening November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas at the Secret Group. Very, very excited for everything that's happening. But let's get our plugs from our guests, and then we'll do our whole plugs. Dalton.
Yeah, check out The Loud Boys, the podcast I do with this palooka over here. It's me, Joe Gorman, and Robbie Goodwin. We're killing it. I mean, the greatest podcast, I would say, in New York. Follow our subscribe to us on Patreon, patreon.com/loudboys. We do a live show every month. Our next one is July 11th at Brooklyn Comedy Club. The Loud Boys present Brooklyn's Cool. 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., July 11th, Brooklyn Comedy Club in Williamsburg.
Yeah, man. I want to make the exact same plugs that Dalton did, because I am also 100% in support of the Loud Boys, man.
Oh, yeah, and I guess I'll be on The Depraved August 4th with the burying the rest of the lineup.
Yeah, and I'm sure Lewis is gonna book me for something eventually.
Joe will also be on The Depraved. The only one not getting invited to The Depraved is Robbie Goodwin.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
All right.
sacrifices must be made for the sake of legitimate humor.
Okay. Very nice, Zach.
At Zach is not funny on Instagram. Check out my other shows. Bye, guys. Me and Finance. Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight. Tonight we're watching Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death. And if you're in town this Tuesday, I will be at the Tiny Cupboard doing a headliner set with Harry Tujanian. Come out. Should be fun.
Sick. All right.
Very sick, guys. Lots of stuff coming up, guys. Live shows. Next Depraved at Stress Factory is going to be August 4th, Wednesday, August 4th, with a very incredible lineup, obviously featuring Dalton. A couple other guys already booked. I'm going to be announcing the lineup probably early next week. Grab your tickets early, though. The tickets are already on sale. We don't fuck around. If you don't know, we put 6-7 of the greatest comics in the world. They do the dirtiest set. They start off with their dirtiest joke, and it's just fucking... Ask anybody who came to the Depraved the type of energy that this audience has. Vinny Brand, who's the owner of the Stress Factory, who, I mean, he has booked everybody. He's been in this business for 30 years. He said to me, he was like, in my 30 years of doing this, I've never seen the type of crowd that you guys bring in here. The type of energy that these guys have. Everyone feels like a fucking rock star.
Not since Charlottesville have we witnessed an energy like this.
But I'm going to tell you right now, like when people talk about, can I build a comedy club? Like, this is the type of energy. And it's based off of our fan base. It's based off of you guys. When you guys come in, you drink twice as much as the average fan base. You fucking tip twice as much. You fucking have a great attitude. You don't cause any problems. This is just the best comedy fan base in the world is the Legion of Skanks, Gas Digital, this whole fucking world. It's been built up by these fans who give a fuck about great comedy, and I watch it happen. For Vinny to say that, it was very incredible. We're also doing it in Bridgeport, July 16th and 17th. I'm doing the early show, I'm headlining, and then the late show, I'm doing The Depraved. Joe Gorman will be on the late shows, July 16th, 17th, Friday, Saturday night. This is the bigger show. This is Bridgeport.
Okay. Look at Dalton.
Look at Dalton's face. This is a big deal, okay? The great Joe Gorman's going to be on it as well, and I'm going to be announcing that lineup very soon. 23rd, 24th, I will be in San Diego, California at the American Comedy Company. The end of the month, I think it's Wednesday through Sunday, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's. The end of July, Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Lots of other stuff coming up. We're working on Skanks in Vegas. Working on lots more dates. Go to lewisofskanks.com and grab your tickets for all of these shows. And make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Remember, this weekend or July 4th weekend, if you guys sign up during that weekend, you get a discount for the year and you get the limited edition Summer Frisbee, Summer Jam Frisbee, which I'm very excited about. Every one of the Gas Digital staff is freaking out about how they better get a Frisbee. I know these are cool. People want to act like it's not cool. It's fucking cool. Frisbees are fucking cool. So suck my fucking dick, you pussies. Yeah. You all want Frisbees. You know what I wish it was? I wish it was the ones with the hole in the middle you could spin it like.
Oh, the ones in the middle.
Whatever, yeah. The 90s or the early
90s?
Yeah,
remember the extreme Frisbees?
So cool.
Yeah.
Either way, guys, grab the limited edition Team Rattlesnake merch right now, available at podcastmerch.com up until Monday the 28th. Also twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And make sure you guys just check out Fight Journal. The great Paco has been directing... and editing together these fight journals, and they've just become such a fun project. It's the most popular show on my YouTube channel now at this point. People love Fight Journal, keep on supporting that, and look out for more information about Luis J. Gomez versus Jason Ellis. Team Rattlesnake, baby, we ain't fucking around.
Hell yeah.
We're trying to get a whole team together.
Can I add something real quick before you end plugs?
No, you stupid bitch.
For the listeners, of course, after you've already purchased your Team Rattlesnake gear, this week is also the sale for TTI tank tops. So if you already got yourself something, get something cute for your girlfriend.
Shannon, I'll tell you right now, if you will show your feet on camera, I will guarantee you you'll probably sell 30 t-shirts right now. My fans are not only are they perverts, but they're honest.
Yeah.
So if you commit right now, if you came and put your foot on this table, and let me just smell your big toe for 1 second. It would mean nothing to you. It does nothing for anybody.
Shannon, if you don't come put your foot on the table, I'll put my foot on the table.
Go ahead. I want
to
see it.
Yeah, she has nothing to lose from that situation.
Honestly, I should not have said that. I realize now that's a bad deal.
Go ahead, Dalton.
All right, well, now I have to do it, so...
Shannon, yeah.
Well, no, the other one, dude. The one furthest away from me.
Shannon, that's my problem.
Not that one.
I'm putting my right foot
on. Left foot, dude.
All right, fine. I'm taking both my shoes off.
Well, you're not putting those back on.
Shannon, or why don't you remember how Kim Congdon had the t-shirt she was selling with her own tits on them?
Mm. Yeah.
Which was, I thought, a great piece of merch.
We should sell slippers with Dalton's feet on them.
Not Dalton. Dalton, get your fucking feet off my table. Literally. You're going to be banned from the studio for life. Get your foot off my table.
You can only see the sole of it. It doesn't look that bad.
That foot is soulless.
You can see the toenails poking up from behind the toes themselves.
Put it away.
You put your foot on the table.
But he owns the place.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
You put your feet on someone's table, dude. That's disrespectful.
I need someone to tell me the rules.
Dude, you're
it's like your feet belong, like, they're alligator feet.
Yes.
Look at an alligator's feet.
I'm the next stage of evolution. I'm an X-Man.
He's Killer Croc.
You're trans?
But Killer Croc.
I'm trans.
Killer Croc had a skin condition.
Yeah, he's black.
So. Shannon, why don't you do. Look, that
there it is. There we go. There's a black guy's feet.
Shannon, if you sold socks with images of your feet on top of the socks and images of the bottom of your feet on the bottom of them.
No one's going to buy that.
I personally would buy about 200 pair.
I'd go through them pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody'd be wearing them on their feet.
I got it.
Yeah. All right. I'm trying here. Let's talk about
what
this.
What about socks that are Shannon's face and her lips are the hole you put your foot in?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You're just going to fuck that sock.
How about a pocket pussy?
Okay.
We've actually had this thought before to have a Shannon pocket pussy because we made a dick for me. Shannon, do you remember when we cloned my dick?
Oh my gosh.
I did because you forced me to look at it.
I forced you to touch it.
I didn't. I did not touch it.
You touched it. She shoved it right into her mouth. Oh. And as soon as she saw it, she said,
here's an idea. Because Shannon's never going to fuck you, Lewis. But
don't say never,
you've got the clone of Willie. You get Shannon to make a mold of her vagina for a pocket pussy, and then you can fuck that with the cloned Willie.
Yeah, we've discussed this.
Oh, you've already talked.
We discussed every angle you could possibly have.
Okay,
here.
I don't listen.
Shannon, could I get you to fuck my clone of Willie though? Is there a way that I could convince you to masturbate with a clone of Willie that is my dick?
I don't think so.
There's nothing I could do.
No, at Skankfest when you made your clone of Willie for one of the shows, you came up to my station at Skankfest and you just slammed it down in front of my face.
Yeah, slam. Wait, how thick of a thud did it make, Shannon?
I tried to ignore it.
Talk about put some sexy music on for a second and talk about just describe for the fans my clone of Willie.
I don't remember it.
Shannon, don't fucking lie.
I don't.
Discuss it. Was it bigger than you thought it would be? Was it smaller?
Remember. I know it was pink. That's all I remember.
Oh, interesting.
Do you remember the shape of it?
No.
Shannon, don't lie to the fans. Why are you lying? It's the real ass podcast, not the fake bitch fucking cunt cast.
I looked in the other direction, the same way I did when Ralph had his clone of Willie on his show.
I bet Ralph's clone of Willie was massive.
I didn't look.
Yeah, but it's fucking Ralph.
It weirds me out to see either of your penises. I don't want to see.
Could I convince you to do a double penetration with mine and Ralph's clone of Willie?
No.
If we give you health insurance.
Oh boy. Is that the only way that we're going to get health insurance?
I'll give you health insurance tomorrow if I could eat your butt.
No.
What?
You're going to need health insurance tomorrow.
the terms keep changing.
Well, I thought about how likely she was to be double penetrated by these dildos. She seemed pretty willing.
No, thank you.
Whatever.
Lewis, there was nothing about her body language or anything she was saying that would suggest she was pretty willing.
Thank you.
She's pretty willing, doggy. I know what's going on here. Don't tell me.
All right. Okay. I feel like shit today.
Why, dude? What's wrong now?
I got the vaccine last week.
Man, I shouldn't have done it.
All right, dude. We get it. You're trying to get on shows.
No, man. It's different, man. Come on. I got the vaccine. It's messing with me.
Is that what's going on? Why you're being a puddle of shit?
A puddle of shit. Yeah,
I'll do all the talking for Dalton. Yeah, man, I got that vaccine. It's been fucking with me.
What's Puddle of Mud's biggest song?
She fucking hates me.
No, I would say I guess that is probably the biggest one. Otherwise, it's like, what?
Can you take it all away? Can you take it all away?
I want that as a sound drop for Dalton. That's the one.
What?
Can you take it all away?
I'll tell you gave to me.
That's Dalton's energy right now.
Oh, man,
Puddle of mud?
A puddle of mud.
Dalton, it's all
right,
buddy.
That's my energy?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Lewis.
Met a girl. Thought she was grand. Fell in love.
She was Puerto Rican.
Well, for a week or two.
Then she wanted to bang other dudes.
It's all going to work out,
dude. No way after this. No.
No, dude. She won't. She what are the chance of her watching this podcast?
Who cares?
She loves this podcast, I think.
Well, she fucking hates me.
She fucking, yeah.
Nah, she loves you, dude. It's fine. It's all going to work out. All
right, cool.
Let's all put out some good vibes.
Do you have that sound drop for Dalton?
Paco's working on it.
Thanks, Paco. Paco's actually, he has a guitar in his hand.
I want my sound drop to be Click Click Boom by Saliva.
Oh, no. Can we actually blur Dalton's face and edit his voice to protect his identity in this one?
What?
We did that once.
We might have to. We got to try to save this relationship.
Well, we had Hitler on the show.
Oh.
We had Hitler on the show because he's actually alive.
That's cool. Good for him.
It was pretty awesome, dude.
All right.
Yeah.
Seth Simons wrote no articles about that one.
Real ass dude of the century.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you don't have to be a good guy to be a real ass dude.
In terms of being an artist who got shit done, Hitler, baby.
For Hitler, it's dude with the two dots over the U.
Hell yeah. Dude.
Dude.
Yeah, the German dude.
Hitler.
Dude.
Hitler.
You must use an umlaut.
Umlaut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if Hitler is a grammar Nazi?
On top of everything.
Yeah, he's also
the first grammar Nazi.
He's also just annoying.
Do you not know the difference between the colon and the semicolon?
It's there, not there.
We execute Jews over there, not there.
Okay. So Nick Cannon talks about his aversion to contraception, saying, I might die, so why wear condoms?
Hell yeah.
As he awaits the birth of his fourth child in 6 months.
That'll be 7 children overall.
That's cool. Is it the same chick? No.
No.
All different bitches.
Of course it's different bitches.
Shannon, shut the fuck up. Everyone shut. Everyone.
Oh my God.
Everyone shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Shannon, how many uteruses do you have?
That's in stereo. Yeah. It needs to be
mono.
It's mono. It needs to be in stereo.
You can only have a baby if you're married to the person you love each other very much.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just goofing, man.
I was kidding.
No, you
obviously.
Weren't.
No,
you weren't. No, you weren't.
I was joking.
You asked
around.
That question sincerely.
We are editing this.
How many storks come to this guy's house?
Listen to me. You all shut the fuck up, okay?
Wow, Nick Cannon must be wrestling with a lot of women.
Listen to me. You guys, I was testing you guys to make sure that you understood how babies worked. And you all do. And I'm happy now.
They don't work. They're babies.
Mexican babies work.
Oh, that's
put
true.
Them straight to work right at the
They're at the bodega.
Yeah. So, all right. Yes. Fourth child in 6 months. So he's dropping batches in all these bitches.
Mm. Yep. And they're all posted.
That was a poem
Instagram.
That I just wrote for Nick
Cannon. The cum line.
He's posting it all on Instagram. Like, there's no shame in what he's doing.
I mean, this guy might get real estate of the week.
Might get real estate of the fucking year, dude.
Doggy, I love, and everyone knows this about me, love to drop a batch. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Dude, thinking about it right now, I'm getting hard thinking about it. It's the best,
great.
Dude. Drop a batch. Drop a batch on top of a batch on top of a batch. Who cares?
I hate condoms.
Inside?
What?
Inside?
Yeah.
Yes.
It feels so much, you feel a difference.
It does feel good.
Yeah.
It's the greatest feeling in the fucking world.
It does feel...
It is the greatest feeling in the world.
It feels like...
And I've opened for Attell.
Yeah, it feels like this is why God made me.
I dropped a match inside of Dave Attell.
Yeah. So Nick Cannon rocks. He hates Jews and he loves women.
He really does. That's awesome.
Dude, Nick Cannon is the original real ass dude.
He loves getting pussy.
Dude, he crushes puss and he's just getting bitches pregnant. Now, here's the other thing here. Nick Cannon is really rich.
Mm-hmm.
He's really rich.
What kind of rich is he?
He's rich.
Well, what kind?
Oh, I get what you're saying. What do you think, Dalton?
Say it. It's okay.
Exceptionally rich?
Exceptionally rich.
Ignorantly rich?
Yes.
Uninformed.
Ignorant rich.
Uninformed voter rich.
You know, extra bone in his foot rich.
Mm-hmm.
He is really, really rich. So if
he could buy a lot of Arizona iced teas.
I would, and I mean this, if I had like that type of money, I would have a whole slew of babies.
Yeah.
I would just get all these bitches pregnant. I wouldn't give a shit, dude. I'd fucking drop loads in every one of them.
It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter, dude. If you're that rich, yeah. It just doesn't matter. Also, I bet you these girls, and I don't know, and Nick Cannon, if you hear this, because he probably will, because this show's getting pretty fucking big. It's a very relevant mm-hmm. show. It's one of the only relevant podcasts, right?
The relevant-ass podcast.
That's actually what Real is short for. Thank you for recognizing that. Okay?
You're welcome.
Nick Cannon will likely hear this. And my assumption is that these women are pigs, mm-hmm. and they're not like reputable fucking awesome chicks.
No, they're taking loads and going, well, I never have to work again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I'm saying you can get them on a fucking salary. You hear about basketball players, you put these bitches on salaries. Good for you, Nick Cannon. Who's that?
Oh, Andy's beating lupus.
This one that is pregnant right now, she's an Instagram influencer.
She's an Instagram influencer.
27 years old.
Lupus.
Thank you, Zach.
So lupus him having cannon. Lupus is
lupus
actually...
Lupus cannon.
Lupus cannon the third.
Him having lupus is actually part of why he says, like, fuck condoms, because he says he's going to die before everybody else. He's not going to live that long, so...
So let me pass on my genetic yeah. disordered...
That's what I'm doing
generation.
With my feet!
Yeah.
Is lupus... can you catch lupus from your dad?
You can. That's why I don't wear a condom, because I have HIV, so I don't have much time left either.
That's not the death sentence it used to be.
Yeah, but I don't want to take a vitamin.
DJ Abby De La Rosa, welcome to twin sons Zion Mixolydian and Zillion Air. This sounds like drugs that you take for your feet.
Yeah, it sounds like a form of
I'm on Zion Mixolydian, which is supposed to make my feet normal, but...
Now with the same active ingredients as Myo Zixolotti.
Yeah, so these are the two he just had, but and chewable this is the form. Upcoming baby.
What is the life expectancy for a loopy?
Probably like 40, 50 years.
Well, that's also on top of being black, so he's on borrowed time.
That is true.
Damn, that's sad, dude.
He has lupus. He turns into a wolf every full moon.
It says, with close follow-up and treatment, 80 to 90% of people with lupus can expect to live a normal lifespan. But he said, I can't speak. He said that he was in the hospital recently for blood clots and almost died. So I guess he has a shitty version of it.
No, he's fucking fine. He's a bazillionaire.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He has the money to bounce. It's like, it wouldn't be
he
like.
Named he named one
poor.
Of those kids Zillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what it was. No, it was Zillion, and the middle name was Air.
It H-E-I-R. Literally was Zillion Air.
It was Zillion Air.
Wow.
Mm.
He's a fucking retard. That lupus is really getting into his brain,
isn't
it?
My name is Zillion Air Cannon.
Yo, my name is Infinity Dollars Cannon the Third.
He also has all those residuals from Viacom on Nickelodeon.
So this is MTV. This is my third kid. I'm rich nigga Cannon. And... I would just drop batches in women all the time. I mean, I've been known to drop a batch or two now.
All right. And mm-hmm. like dropping a batch doesn't instantly mean they're pregnant. So he's probably dropping batches in like hundreds of women and only like, you know, a handful are actually getting pregnant.
Now, can you get lupus? Is it passed on through your parents?
So it says that genetics are part of it. So it can make you predisposed to getting it, but the actual cause is not known. So kind of.
See, yeah, he should care about these little fucking lupusy kids.
Wait, nobody knows how you get lupus?
What does lupus even do? I don't even know what it
turns
you
into.
Autoimmune disease.
That's a million different diseases.
Yeah, I don't know what lupus actually is.
What does lupus do, Shannon?
Lupus Jacob.
Lupus is a disease that occurs when your body's immune system attacks your own tissues and organs. Inflammation caused by lupus can affect many different body systems, including your joints, skin, kidneys, blood cells, brain, heart, and lungs. And then the symptoms can be stroke, pericarditis, and dizziness.
Those symptoms really fucking go down in scariness.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm dizzy. I'm having a stroke.
So that's lupus.
That's lupus. That's Shannon, can you pull up a person with lupus, like a worst case scenario? Can we see how bad it gets?
Yeah.
I want to see how bad it is.
Just pull up my feet.
Oh, dude.
So often how it's shown is this rash on the face.
It's not bad.
Oh.
Oh, just get rosy cheeks like Santa Claus?
Oh, you're jolly? You become jolly.
Yeah.
It's okay, like psoriasis.
You mean psoriasis?
Pariasis?
No, pariasis is on the skin. Psoriasis is on the liver.
No. Oh, yeah, I guess so. No, you're thinking
No, cirrhosis is on the liver. Psoriasis is on the skin. Psoriasis.
Well, whatever. It's very gross.
All right, whatever, liver head.
Yikes, that's way too empowered of a fucking selfie.
She's fucking hot, dude. For look, for a loopy bitch, she's
I mean, absolutely fuck that woman.
I got to rub a little aloe vera on there.
She's got that gap in her teeth like Belladonna.
Oh, she's cute, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
She looks like she was trying to wash off Ultimate Warrior face.
Like they painted her like a butterfly at the carnival, and she was allergic to the paint.
Imagine getting a hand job from that, and then all of her skin starts flaking off.
She's a fucking hot bitch, though.
Whoa, that's crazy looking.
Nice.
Yeah, lupus is disgusting.
Yeah. Well, come on, dude.
Yeah, come on, Dalton. Look at your feet,
yeah,
dude.
Jesus Christ, dude. That fucking. You know how much hotter that chick was than you?
No.
She was hotter than you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Dalton, come on.
Do you not
dude.
Think that that chick was hotter than you, even with her loopy head?
I don't think so, no.
Man, I think with my sense of humor, it kicks me up to like, honestly, like 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 9.8, man.
That's true.
Oh, my Christ. Looks like she fell off a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's not anymore. I feel bad.
That's
chick.
We're victim shaming.
Yeah,
she's cute.
We're punching down.
God's victim.
Yeah, we're better than this. We're real ass.
Can we see a gay guy with it?
Let's see.
Fruit lupus.
Are we gonna talk about the wife swap?
No, we ran out of time.
Okay. Let me host my show.
Damn, no. Dalton. Jeez.
Shut up, Joe. You're on my show. You should be on my side. Don't take his side.
Look, man, I follow the money.
All right, real quick, guys. This is for people who are over the age of 21, and if you're in the market for Kratom, we got a deal for you. Yo Kratom, who supports everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network, my fight journal, my fucking I'm hiling Hitler while I'm talking about Kratom for the audio listeners, my fight journal, Skankfest, all of the shows here at the network. They're such a fucking great company. They love great comedy, and they're very, very supportive, and they have incredible products. If you guys want to buy wholesale Kratom, you can get it for $60 a kilo. How much? $60 a kilo, Zach.
That's incredible.
I know, it really is incredible. So right now, all you do is go to yourkratom.com, grab their $60 kilo, get some Kratom delivered right to your door. You don't have to go to a smoke shop or a gas station or some fucking weird Kratom dealer. Get it online, like an adult, like you're in the future. Okay, where were we? So, what is it? Woman mourns after dolphin husband dies. What is this? Is this a mind meld as well? What is this story?
Yeah, we both got this one. So a woman after dating a dolphin for 15 years, this woman is a millionaire. She's like a designer.
Millionaire canon?
Zillionaire. But here's a picture of her wedding ceremony. Ugh. The dolphin's name is Cindy, but it's a dude. And they got married, and recently he just passed away from stomach problems at the age of 40.
Oh, man. Probably got ulcers from having to deal with her bullshit.
She's still an annoying bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, where were you? In the deep sea, you whore. I was...
every night, fish for dinner.
Yeah.
Come on, bitch. Stop trying to put a finger in my blowhole.
Have you ever hung out with a dolphin?
Have I ever hung out with a dolphin?
Yeah. No. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I hung out with a dolphin.
No, I've never met a dolphin.
Dolphin Pruitt?
Why? I mean, why'd you say it like I'm an asshole?
Well, no, would you have like a conversation with it? Or
we spoke.
You spoke to the dolphin. I've heard they're smart.
We had a good conversation.
With the dolphin?
Yeah. We did a dolphin swimming adventure. Tomorrow we're going with tigers.
Tiger swimming?
We're drowning. We're drowning baby tigers. We use them as swimmies, and we go to the bottom of the ocean, and then we're going to be doing a walkthrough of one of those fucking tiger things.
Can Dalton come?
No. No, it's me and my son. It's our fucking bonding experience, annual father-son trip.
Why would Lewis want me there?
Because, dude, he knows you're going through a tough time.
Oh, shut up.
So, yeah, no, dolphins are fucking crazy. They're, there's no way to describe it. They're just giant fucking muscles, and they kind of act like dogs.
Like see why you like them. Just like Louis J. Gomez, giant fucking muscles.
Giant dog muscles.
Yeah.
No, but they sort of act like dogs, and it's just this big, powerful, beastly, muscly thing. It's almost like it doesn't exist. You don't really... Unless you, it doesn't feel like a fish. Like the skin on it
it's
is
not. Almost, it's a mammal.
Shut the fuck up, dude. It's a fish.
No,
fucking asshole.
Not a fish.
Fucking dickhead. I hate dickheads that do that. Oh, it's a mammal. Yeah,
well,
we get it.
Well, that's why it doesn't feel like
you know,
a fish.
You know what it is. You know what it is. It's a big old fucking fish.
But it doesn't feel like a fish because it's technically not like it.
It doesn't have scales. No.
Right.
No.
I guess a catfish also doesn't have scales. So yeah.
Yeah. No. It feels like a catfish. That's a good point. Right. It's a big slimy fucking fish.
Okay.
A shark doesn't feel like a fish.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah. Have you felt a shark?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I've pet baby sharks. And I went shark fishing swimming. I mean swimming.
Shark swimming?
Shark swimming.
You went shark swimming?
I went shark swimming in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Da-da.
Louis Charles Gomez?
In Hawaii, I went deep shark diving.
Oh, shit.
How was that?
Pretty horrifying.
Yeah, you were scared?
Kind of. Well, it wasn't even that it was scary. The waters were very choppy, and they put you in these cages. And we also watched 40 Feet Down or whatever that movie, 20,000 meters.
Oh, yeah.
However many meters they dropped those people, and they fucking died.
40 meters below?
Something like that.
Yeah,
so it was kind of like horrifying. They were like banging into the fucking cage. But yeah, these sharks are fucking horrifying. They just chum the waters, and then like 40 or probably 20 sharks show up and they're swimming around you and you're in a cage being like, this is fucking scary as hell.
You're shaking your fist at nature. You're not supposed to be down there.
Dolphins are fucking big, thick muscles. They actually feel like penis. They feel like giant. I feel like when I grabbed onto that dolphin and it swam me through the water, that's what I imagine a black guy feels like when he holds his own dick. Just like this just beast that's just fucking guiding your way
through. It's ironic that they can't swim.
Blame Shannon.
I blame Shannon for that one. Can I have another coffee?
I thought it was good.
I'm waiting. I can't wait. I'm out of here, boys.
I know,
I'm
man.
I'm out of here soon. Very soon.
The countdown's on.
What should I do tonight with my son?
Kratom.
No, we're not doing Kratom tonight. we land at like 8 something at night, which is going to be a little bit late. He's 8. He goes to bed usually like 9. We'll be on vacation, so he'll probably go to bed 10, 11. But I want to do something the first night we get
there. You're going to Myrtle Beach?
Myrtle Beach.
You should get late night ice cream.
I would take
him. Celebrate summer.
Find like a nice little restaurant, take him get some stuffed flounder or something.
He's not going to appreciate stuffed flounder. He's going to like ice cream. It's going
to
be
like, I love flounder from The Little Mermaid.
After he goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Strip club.
Maybe.
Dog race.
Do something. Is there like a boardwalk or something? Is there like a big carnival or a big fair? Like I don't know what Myrtle Beach is. It's a beach, right? But is there like, there's a promenade, right? Is there a big, can I bring him to like a big?
I don't know what Myrtle Beach is. I mean, it's a beach, right?
Is there turtles there? Rhymes with turtles. Myrtle, turtle. Turtle Beach. James, we're seeing turtles.
We're going to Turtle Beach. That's where they make the headphones for when you play your video games.
Running hurdles on Myrtle Beach.
So this is the promenade, and is that all open tonight, Shannon?
I'll take one.
Hold on. I'm looking at a calendar of events happening.
I'm letting everyone know where me and my child will be this evening directly. Yeah, see, I mean, I would love to take him to Bobby Hutch's Walk the Boardwalk. Bobby Hutch, have you been to Myrtle Beach before? Yeah, we'll go to the boardwalk tonight. We'll get some snacks, pick up some chicks. I keep on throwing that in with James now. That's my joke that I constantly make. I got to go pick up some chicks, eh? And then he's like, no, I want to paint my nails.
There's a magic comedy show tonight.
There's a magic comedy show.
At the GTS Theater in Myrtle Beach.
The gay tranny.
sex.
Sex.
We give your son to trannies for sex theater. what time does the show start? I don't land until 8 or so.
Oh, it's 7 o'clock.
No, we need some a little late night.
Oh.
I guess we'll walk on the boardwalk, walk on the promenade.
Perfect. You could win like one of those stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's really plan out your vacation, man. So you're gonna go to Myrtle Beach.
Don't be a fucking cocksucker. See what I'm saying? You're being fucking salty, dalty.
That's why people love them.
Yeah.
You're being fucking. A puddle of shit.
What?
There you are. I'm trying to talk about the love that I have for my boy. Just because your dad didn't love you. Did your dad love you?
My dad loves me.
Oh, well.
Loves.
He loved me as a kid, too. I'm not giving you shit, Lewis.
Does your dad have big fucking crazy feet?
No.
Yeah.
Do you blame you? Do you look at your parents every time you see them and be like, what did you do to me?
Yeah, I get pretty upset.
Why didn't you kill me?
Yeah, I tell him that. I'm like, you should have killed me. This abomination must walk the earth.
Let's look at the menu.
Landshark Bar and Grill. Isn't there a Landshark Bar and Grill in every city in this world?
No, not this one. Look at that Ferris wheel,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's right by the Ferris wheel on the boardwalk.
Beach joints we can smoke?
Hell yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to do a restaurant. I think we're going to probably eat it. By the time we get to, we can't eat a 9 o'clock dinner. We're going to eat a late lunch, probably get some snacks at the
airport. You're going to be in South Carolina. You know what? You might enjoy. This is a little southern treat. You can get this at any gas station. Boiled peanuts. I know it doesn't sound as good as you, is it?
Why do you think that I want gas station stuff?
I'm telling you.
And there's boiled peanuts in gas stations everywhere.
No.
Shannon.
No,
why don't you take
only Shannon? You work at a gas station.
The Southeast.
Shannon,
is the
you're
only
a boiled
place
peanut.
You can get Cajun boiled peanuts, and they're quite a treat. You get Cajun boiled peanuts and a slush puppy. Quite the treat.
That looks.
That's not what I'm looking to do tonight.
Okay. Hey, I'm just throwing shit at the wall, man.
Yeah, you can get them within like 5 minutes from here.
Fuck!
Yeah. Boiled peanuts are all over New York City.
Well,
dude.
Never mind.
I say you just get a little.
I never seen them out here.
A little of that.
A little nose candy.
Yeah, a little nose candy. See where the night goes, man. Yeah. Just play it by ear, baby.
It's my problem. Like, also, I have dabs now. It's so funny, like how weed technology has come. Like, my dabs come in a little jar, and it's a white powder.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little chunky. I mean, it couldn't look any more like cocaine. So, like, my son, I know he's seen these in the house. I know there's no way he's not at one point seen a little dab jar. And he's just going to have a memory of me having Coke in the house. And I'm like, no, I swear it wasn't Coke.
Dude, I'm worried now because I left a mushroom chocolate in my freezer. And I live with two couples who each have kids.
And they're fat as fuck.
And I'm worried that those kids are going to get in there and eat that chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Doggy, literally, and I mean this.
Yeah.
Make sure they don't eat that chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, make sure. Like, because my kid doesn't snoop. So I could just leave chocolate in my freezer. He's never going to go and take it. But when I was a kid,
I put it in like an Amazon package and then put it in the freezer. So it doesn't look, it just looks like I'm being crazy.
Yeah,
it just looks like I put my Amazon.
You put your electronics in the freezer.
Yeah, I just put my PlayStation controller in the freezer.
Dude, I bought patio furniture on Amazon and it showed up and it's only one of the boxes. So it's all of the furniture without any of the screws or instructions. Oh, the anger that I feel right now. Like, I mean, I can't explain to you. I contacted Amazon. They're like, yeah, we'll let you know in 48 hours. Then they contacted me. Like, well, what you can do is you can pack this all in a box and ship it back to us. Now, the way it's packed is like in a specific fucking way. It's like, it's crazy. Like, I took out all the pieces trying to find these screws and instructions. So now there's all of these pieces all over my living room right now. And they expect me to pack this back up and send it. I'm going to lose my fucking
mind. Wait. Did you actually talk to somebody? Like on the phone?
No, I chatted with them on the app.
If you call them,
yeah,
they're going to give you a refund.
No, they're going to give me a refund once they start tweeting about the company.
Don't
this
even,
is what I do
every time.
You don't
even have to do that. Just got to call and talk to the Indian person. Just give them a little shit. They'll give you a refund. Okay. I've done this many times.
We've learned a lot of scams. Scam That Jew is a popular bit here on the Real Ass Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we've learned how to scam Amazon in many ways. Scamazon, I call them, because we're nice. So
I've got a desk, a gaming chair, a podcasting microphone, and a guitar, all free.
Scam That Jew. Shannon, let's go. Tell us, Dalton. Please share with us.
Sure. I just ordered a bunch of shit, and then I called them and said something didn't arrive, and they gave me a refund immediately. And then I really flew close to the sun and did it with a bunch of other stuff. So and
I fucked up. I should have just said it never arrived.
Exactly.
At all.
That's all you got
to
do.
As opposed to saying... Or what I could do. Technically, couldn't I send it... The shipping label without packing everything and just pack something.
Yeah, you can do that.
Somewhat heavy.
They're gonna like no matter. Have you ever called them? Have you ever had this issue before where you've had to like call them or get a refund for something?
Yes.
But have you like always sent it back or are you on good standing with them? Because
once in a while I spend a lot of money with them and then once in a while I have had to go back and forth and I've had to use Twitter and be a real Karen, as they say.
If you just call the number. And talk to the Indian customer service people. They'll just give you, just tell them it never arrived.
What if I call them a sand N-word? That's typically how I start
they'll
off.
They'll probably give you a
credit.
I mean,
I'm not you. I couldn't get away with that, but your energy, you might be able to do it.
Yeah, that is true. We'll see. We'll see. let's see. Oh, you know, yeah, speaking of, it's mind meld. You guys mind melded. So let's fucking have Dalton and Joe mind meld. We'll see how you guys, how connected you guys are to each other.
Oh, okay.
Now you guys know how to play this game, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you both think of a word, then one, two, three, go, and then you both say it, and then you take a beat, think of another word. We're going to see how fast you guys can mind meld. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Gorman, Dalton Pruitt. One, two, three, go.
Pussy.
What'd you say? Pussy?
Yeah.
I said Disney.
Disney pussy. Disney pussy. Disney pussy. Disney pussy. One, two, three.
Britney Spears.
Sorry.
What did you say, Joe?
I said Jasmine.
Oh, I said Britney Spears.
Jasmine, Britney Spears. Jasmine, Britney Spears. Jasmine, Britney Spears. One, two, three.
Ariel?
Christina Aguilera.
Ariel, Christina Aguilera. Ariel, Christina All right. Aguilera.
All right.
One, two, three.
Gwen Stefani.
Hell yeah, dude. We have more fun on the mime now, dude.
Who would you rather fuck, Mulan or Gwen Stefani?
Ooh, Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani, absolutely.
Mulan even looks old like a dude.
Gwen Stefani
especially
now.
Especially old bitch Gwen Stefani.
I get to cuck Blake Shelton.
I'm just a menopausal woman.
Hell yeah.
In the world.
And you get some of that leftover Gavin Rosdale semen caked in there, too.
Yeah, dude.
Indian guitar player.
Yeah, dude. You get a little bit of everything with the older Gwen
Stefani.
Tastes
like glycerine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it. Yum. All right, you guys won.
Fine. We did it, man.
Cool.
we
did it.
That's what's up, great. Baby.
Oh, man.
Damn, doggy.
This is a fun show. Lewis, I wish I wasn't such a puddle of shit. I feel good.
Doggy,
I feel great.
It's okay. I'm glad you become less of a puddle of shit
during
this show. You've come out of this little bit of a shit show.
All right. Thank you, man.
You know,
a little bit stronger. I'm living life, dude.
Good.
Thank God.
You guys are fucking doing great.
I've been getting high, walking around New York, eating pizza, eating pastries.
Eating pussy.
Mm.
The three P's, pizza, pastry, and pussy.
Pizza,
that's what Dalton
pastry, and pussy, dude. That's my motto.
Hell yeah,
that's
dude.
The merch, baby.
Hell yeah. We got to replace Dalton's lover. Is there a woman out there?
Of course, dude. There's so many women that want to fuck Dalton.
Is there a one? Can we have a dating game for Dalton?
Yeah, good old Dalton.
Dalton dating game. Dating Dalton. It's going to be a new Real Ass
podcast.
So
many women want to date Dalton right now.
RealAssOfficial@gmail.com. Are you willing to date Dalton? We could do it over Zoom at first. The winner will be flown to, I would say Skankfest, but who knows if the Lab Boys are going to be on Skankfest. We don't even know.
We don't know.
We can only hope.
We don't even know.
Either way, Lewis, I bought a ticket because I want to watch this festival.
That's how good it is. That's a fucking shout out to your creator.
I'm a comedian, but I bought a ticket. That's
Hell
how much
yeah,
I believe in it.
Dating Dalton, no, you'll be flown to New York for, shut the fuck up, Paco, we got this, we're going to do this. You'll be flown to New York, you're going to be put up at one of the Gas Digital employees' apartments.
Wow. Or if you just already live in New York.
Oh, and?
That's who we're picking regardless.
We're picking somebody who lives in New York, obviously.
Okay.
And if she has sex with Dalton, she gets $1,000.
She doesn't have to have sex with Dalton.
She has to have sex with Dalton.
I want
he has
women,
to come inside of her.
I want women that are actually interested in dating Dalton, not women that are just interested in getting on the show or just, no fucking comics, no fucking... It, you have to simply be.
Yeah, you can't just fuck somebody and get on this show. You heard it here. We have standards.
Hell yeah,
doggy! I'm gonna tell you right now.
I'm quite the catch, Lewis.
Yeah, everyone has to. Are. Everyone has sex with Dalton. If you have sex with Dalton, you will get signed to Gas Digital.
I'm great at taking a girl out on a date. I'll wine you, dine you.
Man, look, we go to McDonald's, man. I say, look, there's an extra value
date,
meal.
The whole date will be paid for by the Real Ass Podcast. You'll take it to a nice place. Come out. If you, who knows? You guys might have a love connection. Maybe this is a new thing. Dalton is sad. This Puerto Rican girl is breaking his heart.
No.
Poor
He's
guy.
He's a puddle of shit, and we need him to be a puddle of fucking love.
Poor Dalton. We got to get
Dalton
this guy
Pro, a puddle of love is the name of this reality show.
Yeah, puddle of love. Yeah, and that's my cum.
Yeah, dude. A puddle of love.
A puddle of love. I'm giving the bitch a puddle of love.
Right inside of her, dude. Mm-hmm.
I think as Dalton's best friend, I should have final say on the woman who goes on a date with Dalton.
Joe, you're not even like a friend.
How dare you, dude?
You're a co-worker.
A beloved co-worker at that.
No.
So if anything, I would be fair and impartial.
A tolerated co-worker.
What woman would have sex with Dalton to optimize productivity for the Loud Boys podcast? That's who I want to go
a smart
on a date
angle
with Dalton.
As well. So look, we're going to pick the top three. That and listen, when I say top three, it's a combination of everything. How hot you are, how big your tits are, how sexual you are, how sexy, how slutty you are. And then
but what if I want a Christian girl?
Do not you want a Christian girl?
Maybe.
We'll go over the.
Can we get some sluts and some Christians?
Here's the thing. We'll go over the submissions on the show.
Yeah.
Shannon, don't we have another contest happening with a date we just announced by July 9th or something? What was that one?
Paco just reminded me of it. It's the rap.
Oh, the rap rap. Yeah, that's right. So I want you to make your own Real Ass Podcast wrap up show.
Ooh.
Like the Skank Skanks, the rap rap for the Real Ass Podcast. And we're going to judge it on the show. We're picking the top five minute episodes. So it can only be a 5 minute episode for the one you're submitting. That's the rap rap. And we're also doing. We'll give it another couple weeks on that one. We'll do pick a date for the Dalton Pruitt contest.
Okay, so the date we
dating
have
Dalton.
For, the date we have for Rap Rap is July 9th. Do you want to keep that date?
Yeah, that's for the Rap Rap.
Okay, and then do you want to do the week after the Dalton?
Dating
one?
Dalton.
How about dating Pruitt and it's DP?
Let's do it 2 weeks after. I won't be here the week after.
Hold on, Shannon.
Let's do it 23rd.
You don't think I got this?
Oh no, do you it don't with think Pruitt. I got this?
That's better. Do it with Pruitt.
Yeah, we're brainstorming. I'm not like undercutting you.
I feel like it's a very puddle of shit sort of angle right there, dude.
All right.
Oh, no, dude. Poor Dalton. No,
I've become the whipping boy of Gas Digital.
Uh-oh, dude. Like there's always a trickle down.
It always happens. You know?
It always happens.
The turn
next week it'll be Gorman.
I love it, dude. I think it's fucking funny,
what if it
dude.
Never is Gorman? What if he's just always skates by?
I'm always having a good ass. Time,
he's
dude.
A fucking real ass dude. You know he is. You know he's a real ass dude. Dude, Pruitt, dating Dalton.
July
whatever.
23rd is the deadline.
July 23rd. If you want to date Dalton Pruitt, ooh. Submit your no more than 2 minutes, ideally about a minute, 1 minute video, why you should be the gal to date Dalton Pruitt. Dalton's very funny. You have to accept his feet, obviously. And Joe loves this.
No, the weirder the better, man. We'll just say.
We're going to see what happens, okay? And we'll go over the submissions on that show, and we'll pick the top three, and then we're going to go for it.
All right. You're going to get a lot of submissions, dude. I truly believe it.
Sluts real, and Christians, I'll take
real them. RealAssOfficial@gmail.com is the email address, so make sure you guys do that. I love a good contest.
Do you think Dalton might get married from this?
Maybe.
I think so.
Will you marry the winner of the contest?
Sure.
Yes, dude. All right. You have your grandmother's ring. This is perfect.
Yeah. I will propose to the winner of the contest.
Shake on it.
I don't know why more people don't do like mail order brides. They're not that expensive.
I would absolutely
and
get
you
one.
Could abuse the fuck out of them, dude.
Yeah.
Like they don't even know what Me Too is.
Yeah, but then you lose the thrill of the cheat, Lewis.
That is true.
There's something to be said about that. It's a rush.
The thrill of the cheat. Wow, dude. It's a good book title. Mm. Hell yeah.
The average cost of a mail order bride now is between $5,000 and $30,000.
That's wild,
that's
dude.
That's not bad at all.
So literally you like a 2004 Honda Civic, you can get a wife for.
Yeah. Why doesn't Gas Digital just buy me a mail order bride?
Wouldn't be the same. It needs to be a competition. You need the best.
All right, then buy like four of them and have them compete for me.
We
have
kill people. Three of them.
Well, yeah,
but we have Americans.
Put
that
them in the
compete.
Put them in the ring together and make them fight to the death.
Yeah, that's the last episode of the show. Is we give them, we just fucking snap a broomstick in half and say, "Here,
yeah,
make it quick."
Yeah.
I got a podcast.
But they're, I mean, they're all Asian, so they're like really good at it.
Hell yeah, dude.
We'll see what happens, man. I'm curious.
I'm very excited about this.
I'm excited.
Great contest.
Yeah, I can't wait to get some pussy out of this.
I hope
you do. You're going to get some
pussy.
I'm
going to get some great pussy from this.
He deserves it. Dalton deserves it.
Did we both think that was a kid?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, we're going to get some pussy out of this. And I am also going to fuck the second and third place runners up.
Nice. Hell yeah. Everybody
Lewis,
wins.
We should have sex with all of them to make sure they can hold up. To all right,
I'll
the
fuck
standards.
Number four.
That's actually a good idea.
If you come in last, you have to fuck me.
Yeah,
I'm fucking every competitor.
Yeah.
So,
like, you know, like Vikings would come into a town and fuck everyone's wives. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
In fact, I'm gonna do that to any guests on the Real Ass Podcast. Now I'm allowed to have sex with your wives.
Uh-oh. Bend over, Dalton.
All right, let's wrap this one. This has been a fun show.
This has been incredible,
this
Lewis.
Has always been fun, dude. We did Wife Swap. That was a thing. Thank
it was,
you guys.
It was incredible.
It was fun.
And
did you enjoy it, Zach?
No, that's not what I want to talk about anymore.
Okay.
So and thank you guys so much for supporting the show. We'll be back on Monday. Zach, I think we have to do a Zoom show this weekend.
Okay.
I want because I've been missing too many shows. I don't want to miss anymore. Let's just get a Zoom show in.
All right.
We get a couple guests on. Yeah. Shannon, that's all right? Shannon, what the fuck? Why are you making that face? On Sunday.
Because you never tell me. So that means there's no show on Monday?
Who are the guests?
I have Scott Chaplin and Chris Scopo.
Why don't you let me and Joe host that one?
Yeah, Lewis, come on.
No, it's too much. Wait to see what happens with the future of the relationship of Lewis J. Gomez and the Loud Boys.
Oh. Lewis, okay. I'm intrigued.
I can't just continuously give you guys the shine.
That's true.
Whoa!
Perhaps.
What is that, Godfrey?
Well, I hope not just for.
I love you guys.
I love you too. Hopefully, we can work out some kind of agreement where we can continue to work together.
Continue to get the shine.
If only there was some kind of way to do this, I'm sure so many people would be happy. Maybe. Perhaps if we pray to the one true God, Allah, we will be rewarded as such.
Allah. You said it like that. Like,
yeah.
Allah.
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 Allah. Allah. Right. Allah. Allah, God.
A bill becomes a law.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all, folks.